Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not reckon sins. Romans 4, 7 and 8. Sometimes the simplest lessons prove to be among the most important to us. And I believe such is the case with this lesson. And it's applicable to everyone inasmuch as all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3 and verse 23. Now generally speaking, and while admitting there are some exceptions, people do not want what they have done that they consider to be wrong to be exposed. People do not like having their errors brought to the light of the truth. There is a common characteristic of mankind that Jesus recognized when he said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." John 3, 19 through 21. Now, while there are some who do not care whether they do right or wrong, most people would prefer covering up what they have done that's wrong. They have some sense of responsibility about it, and they don't want the disapproval of others, even if they're not concerned about God's judgments. Now, we might say that there are two ways that people try to cover their sins: the wrong way and the right way. Now, our text speaks of those who have sinned, but are blessed because their sins are covered. Obviously, they are those whose sins have been covered the right way. On the other hand, Solomon wrote, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper," Proverbs 28 and verse 13. Such is a one who has obviously tried to cover his sins, but the wrong way, and could not succeed in it. God no longer counts sins when they are covered the right way. But sins still mar the soul when we attempt to cover them the wrong way. We want to consider both ways in this lesson so that we may avoid the one and follow the other. From the study of Adam and Eve, we see people do not want God's disapproval. As a child wants to hide his wrongdoing from his parents, people seek to hide their sins from God. In Genesis 3, 8 verse through 10, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." Dear listening friend, Adam knew he had violated God's will. He wanted to escape God's disapproval. He tried to hide. But the first sinners were not able to conceal their sin from God, nor shall we be successful in it. If only we could all be persuaded of this reality. Jesus said, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and neither hid that shall not be known." Luke 12 and verse 2. Hebrews 4 and verse 13, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." When we know the law of God, we can know when we violate it. Paul wrote, "I had not known sin except through the law, for I had not known coveting except the law said, Thou shalt not covet," Romans 7, verse 7. Oh yes, we can sin ignorantly, and we're still accountable for our sin. But knowing God's law, we can know when we sin, and we can know that we cannot hide our sins from the eyes of God. And as surely as the voice of the Lord caused Adam to come out from his hiding place and face his sin, so the voice of God, through the written word, causes us to recognize the folly of hiding from God, and leading us to face the reality of our need to cover our sins the right way. It is probably true that the majority of people who want their sins covered try to cover them the wrong way. Maybe they just don't know the right way. Possibly they're looking for an easier and a less humiliating way, a face-saving way. Others may prefer to cover sins their own way. But whatever way people choose, Solomon says they shall not prosper in it. Another way that Adam tried to cover his sins was to shift blame to Eve. And then Eve tried to shift the blame to the devil. Aaron tried to blame the people for the golden calf of Sinai. Saul, the first king of Israel, blamed the people for saving the best of the flocks and the herds of the Amalekites. Down through the ages of history, people have attempted to escape the responsibility for what they have done that's wrong by pointing the finger of accusation at somebody else. And while others may tempt us and provoke us and even encourage us to sin, we're still the ones who sin. And we're still the ones who may face them and must cover them, and we must find the right way to do that. Cain tried to pretend innocence. When God asked him about Abel, he answered in essence, "I don't know what you have in mind." But it did not work. Anything that might be more reprehensible than our sin is our pretended innocence, when we know all along that we're guilty. God sees through that pretense. Achan tried to hide the stolen goods he took from the spoils of Jericho in his tent. Those spoils belonged to the treasure of the Lord, but he was later discovered, and he and all his were destroyed. You see, he tried to cover his sins the wrong way. Ananias and Sapphira, they lied about their gifts in order to cover their greed. Peter said they lied to the Holy Spirit. They did not escape the punishment that befell them immediately. Over and over, the Bible tells us of those who have tried to cover their sins by committing additional sins. I suppose the classic example of this is David, who tried to hide his guilt of adultery with Bathsheba through a whole series of additional sins, including deception and conspiracy, even to murder. But Nathan finally confronted him and told him, "Thou art the man who was guilty of transgressions." Maybe one of the more subtle ways that people try to cover sins is by the mere passing of time. They reason, "What I did was so long ago. Surely God has forgotten it by now." Dear friend, time will not cover sins. Sins remain against us until they are covered properly. Even if what one has done was a long time ago, if it is not properly covered, it stands even yet today. "But I do not do that anymore," someone says. Well, now, that's fine. That's good. But just ceasing from sin is not the right way to cover sins that are already committed, even though the cessation of sin is a part of repentance. But another might say, "But I'm a religious person now. I even belong to a church." Friend, being religious is usually commendable. But that alone does not cover sins. Many are religious, even members of churches. But just belonging to a church is not so great inasmuch as there are so many churches in the world, but God has only one. Many so-called churched people have never done what the Bible teaches one must do to cover his sins properly. They have followed the false doctrines and they entertain false hopes. They have accepted such things as salvation by faith alone, or just pray the sinner's prayer. Some claim to have experienced a direct operation of the Holy Spirit, and they feel good, and they think they're saved. Now, they may be honest and sincere in what they believe, but what they believe is not God's way for covering sins, and neither is the deathbed conversion system the way to separate one from his sins. We repeat, unless sins are covered the right way, as Moses said long ago to his brethren, "Be sure your sin will find you out," Numbers 32 and verse 23. "We shall be confronted with the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or bad," 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. Friend, no sin is covered until it is forgiven. The psalmist said, "Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people, thou hast covered all their sin." Whenever you talk of forgiveness of sins, you must include the blood of Christ. His blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins, Matthew 26:28. He came to seek and to save the lost, to save sinners, Luke 19 and verse 10, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. He is the only way of salvation, John 14:6. Only by his blood can sins be forgiven. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, Hebrews 9:22. But animal blood will not forgive sins, Hebrews 10:4. It was by his own blood that Christ purchased our redemption, Hebrews 9:12. In whom we have redemption through his blood, Ephesians 1:7. Sin cannot and will not be forgiven until there is the application of the blood of Christ. We are justified by his blood, Romans 5 and verse 9. The song asks, what can wash away our sins? And the answer, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Listening friend, Christ is the author of salvation, but is the author of salvation to them that obey him, Hebrews 5:9. The vengeance and wrath of God awaits those who know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8. And what are the terms of pardon? First, remember that salvation is a gift from God, Romans 6:23. We can never earn it, nor merit it, or deserve it. We cannot work our way to heaven by works of which we can boast, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, nor by works of our own righteousness, Titus 3:3 through 5. Nevertheless, there is that which God has commanded as necessary for us to receive the gift that he gives. He gives us the gift when we do as directed. And we must believe in Christ as the Son of God, John 8:24. We must repent of our sins, Luke 13:3. We must confess our faith in Christ, Luke 12:8 and 9. We must be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. It is when we're baptized into his death, Romans 6:3 and 4, and that's where his blood was shed, John 19:31. It is then and there that we reach the saving blood of the Savior. That is when we receive the benefits of his blood. As far as Scripture teaches, this is the right way to cover sins, and there is no other for those who have never come to Christ. We either conform to the way that God has revealed, or we shall live and die in sin, face our sins at judgment with condemnation. But thank God he has given us the way that will prosper and the right way to cover our sins. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.